Deglazed. Is that Chad?
It is.
Hey. Hello?
Nice song, dude.
I wrote that in about 8 seconds, pissed drunk for you last night, dude. I was going to try.
Nice, man. It's good troops. Shit, dude.
Troops.
Troops.
You needed to throw in, like, something about a girl dancing in a sundress or something, you know?
Good idea. Wheat field wind blowing girl in a sundress.
Troops. Yeah.
Humidity sweat beads beating off her breast.
Troops.
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 So good, dude.
Troops.
That's pretty good, man. You're on to something there.
Did you hear the very end? I got to re-record that. Sorry. The very end where I'm like, "Hi ho pander horse."
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. What is that?
Well, there's a thing on sound.
We were talking about how a lot of country musicians pander to their crowd by writing about shit that's just like not even things in their lives the other day. But the chorus like mentioned like the flag, the county line road, beer, and like, you know, a truck and like a dog all in one chorus, you know. It was like, oh,
that's what all country songs are, though.
It's about a truck. They're not like you truck, can be like a Zac Brown band or like, you know, you. Like Troops. I don't know. It's just, and I beer. Don't know. I mean, I just always tell people that I identify as not white.
You know what I've decided? I identify as a lesbian. And my pronouns.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And my pronouns are earthling and human.
Oh.
Those are both applicable. Yes.
Thank you.
You know?
That means I can get along with anybody on the planet because I identify with them. As we human. Are all earthlings.
As a human.
And we are all humans.
You want to hear something crazy about that show last night, man? I mean, dude, he's getting kind of old in my opinion, you know, but dude's fucking ripped, bro. Like, that dude... Jacked.
Can I ask a question before you get too far in it? Because I can't think of anything else, and I'm just preoccupied. I just got to know.
What?
How is his DB? Did he accent his DB?
Dude, Brandy and I talked about his DB. He looked like a Ken doll, man. He didn't have a DB, and he was wearing tight jeans. I'm like, that motherfucker doesn't have a dick, dude.
Do you think it says Mattel right there?
Yeah. I mean, dude, like, we were saying it. We were like, I don't think that guy has a dick, dude.
But hey, Chad, Larry, can I ask you a question since we got you on the horn? How big's your dick, dude? Just tell us. Tell everybody.
I'm not going to tell you that.
He already told us.
Are you more dick than balls? Are you more balls than dick?
No. He already told us. He's an innie.
Do you have a chode? Do you have a bigger chode than your dick?
No, I can't see it most of the time, dude.
Do you wax your butthole?
No.
Good. Good for you. It's manly. It's manly. Manly.
I told you already it's like a diving board at all times because it's so small it can't hang, you know.
Chandler, let me ask you a question. Since we haven't had you on our show for a long time, we had you on last year for 420, didn't we?
No.
We didn't?
We did not.
Chandler, I'm sorry we did not have you on last year for 420. Lowe's got a couple questions that he's written down, and we're going to start with that, and then we're going to see where it takes us for just the next couple of minutes. And remember, I want you to look down at your dick and remember, it's big, bro.
It's
you
big.
Got a big
okay.
dick.
Okay.
Bigger than,
don't let
bigger
tell
than
you
Tim
otherwise.
McGraw. Bigger than Tim McGraw's fucking from what you saw on Tim McGraw.
Wow.
All right.
Kendall McGraw.
Kendall McGraw.
Kendall McGraw.
Baby, he asked about Tim McGraw's dick bulge, and I said he didn't have one.
And now what do we call him?
Kendall McGraw.
Kendall McGraw.
All right, go, Lou.
Oh,
hey,
shit.
Tell Brandy, right. Get up on this.
So, they're pretty basic questions, like the first time you smoked. Like how old?
The first time I smoked?
Yeah, do you remember?
So I was 15 and my brother was tripping on mushrooms.
Holy
and
fuck.
It got pretty weird, dude.
What happened?
So Greg and Jody, my dad and my stepmom, they were out and Sean invited a bunch of his friends over. So he had to have been like 17, and him and his buddy Jesse and Bryce all did mushrooms, and they did a bunch of them. Sean had been trying to get me to smoke weed for years, but I was a high school athlete, and I didn't really want to, you know.
Super good, too. Chad was.
Yeah, so I didn't really want to, but some reason that night, like, I was just chilling with all of his buddies, and one of his buddies, Matt Etter, he was a big boy. Dude was pretty fat and big, but he liked his weed, you know. And he's like, Larry, because everybody calls me Larry. He was like, Larry, like, you should smoke some weed with me. And I was just like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, okay, let's do it. So I tried. You know when you, like, try for the first time with a pipe and you just are an idiot and you kind of fail? You know? So I failed pretty good the first couple times I tried to hit it because I just wasn't hitting it right. And then we go out in the garage and my brother had this yellow bubbler. I wish we still had it. It was freaking awesome. And he held it and lit it and just told me to suck, you know, and I took a fat hit off of it. And, like, he was like, hold it in, hold it in, hold it in. Like, I took a fatty hit. And then I, like, blew it out, huge cloud. So, like, first time I'd ever done that. So I felt like coughing, but it felt like my, like, chest was caving in. So I couldn't cough, you know. And so I'm just, like, up against this workbench, just, like, bent over for, like, 5-10 minutes. And I finally, like, come to where I'm like, okay, I'm fine. And I, like, looked up at Etter, and I'm like, dude, I'm hungry. And he was like, me too, man. He was just like, I fly you by. I was like, cool. So we went to Chipotle, got a burrito, and then came back home. And while we were gone, my dad had gotten home, and somebody had dropped something in the toilet, and it was, like, full bore, like, broken.
Oh, my God.
And my dad is, like, screaming at the top of his lungs, pissed off. And somebody told him I smoked, so he's pissed about that, too. And his other son is frying balls with his two friends.
And this was back when, like, Greg was, like, a straight-edge pops, right?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't, like, straight-edge, but he'd never done mushrooms, I don't think. But
all right.
My dad smoked weed his whole life, you know. And, like, and drank, you know, but he, you know, you remember his temper. He was a level 9 out of 10, you know, he was mad.
Right.
And so he's, like, screaming and shit and, like using a plunger on this toilet, like he's going to fucking kill somebody. And so Sean and Bryce immediately go into a bad trip. You know how it is, dude. Yeah. You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, so they're, like, full bad trip. Sean got to a point he was just, like, dropping his pants and getting naked in front of everybody. And, like, he was, like, peeing on walls and stuff. And, like,
yes,
he couldn't say a word. You know, and I'm, like, sitting there and Greg's mad at me because I smoked weed. And I'm like, okay, like, sorry. But, I mean, it seems like we've got other pressing issues here.
How old was Sean?
Probably, like, 17. So then I was like, all right, fuck this. Like, I'm going out in the garage. Bryce is freaking out in the garage. He was grabbing his head and, like, pulling his hair. And his eyes were, like, wide as can be. And he just kept going, what's going on, man? And he kept going, I don't remember anything. And so I'm like, dude, I'm like, it's okay, man, you're fine, you know, you're fine. And then, like, we're all talking and I turn and I look at him, he's on his phone and he's like, Mom, I'm at Sean's house and we did mushrooms. I'm like, oh fuck, dude.
Oh, that is why cell phones would suck to have as a teenager. Woo!
I'm glad, man, I came up without them.
Not,
oh my
not
God.
Good, man. His Ugh. Parents came bursting through the door, threatening to call the cops, and it was a scene, man. You know, like,
oh my God.
That is so much worse than having someone who's just there going, yo, man, you're just on a drug. You're just like, on a drug. Let me just scratch your back. Let me make you feel good.
Of all people, Jesse, who had just taken less mushrooms, he stood up and, like, went and talked to him. And he said, listen, he's like, Greg and Jody were out to dinner. We all did this when they weren't here. This was our decision. And they came in and they've been trying to clean up this mess. Like, it wasn't their fault. You know, like, this was our fault. And, like, you can't blame them for this. It's not their fault. You know, and they're as upset as you are. So, like, yeah. So anyway. they kind of like calm down, and fucking just Bryce get in the car and you're never hanging out with Sean or Jesse again. You know, but I actually wasn't even around to watch all of that part go down, because after he called his parents and I'm stoned off the bejesus belt, I literally went, that's it. And I was like, I went upstairs and I got in bed. I was like, nope, I want none of this. You know how that is. You're kind of like, okay, I'm done. Oh. Bye.
So how about your favorite way to smoke? Like blunt, bowls, bongs?
Butthole.
Butthole. Always the bong, dude.
Bongs.
Yeah, Chad likes long cylindrical things right up against his face.
Against his face? Yeah.
You know what he does when he's holding a hit in? He's the only one I know, right? As he's holding the hit in, he's coughing, he just starts slapping himself across the face with the bong. He's like, that's why he can't have a glass one. He's always got a plastic one.
All of that's completely made up. I prefer glass on glass, but I just buy a rubber dildo and rub it on my face when I'm hit.
There's a difference.
Scott, you're spreading rumors.
I know, dude. I'm sorry. Cool, I'm sorry, dude.
So how about your favorite pot movie? Or favorite thing to watch while you're high? How about that? Or either one.
Ooh, that's a good twist on that question.
Yeah, that's a good tough question. One, dude. Favorite weed movie?
Yeah.
Oh man, dude, I have a lot of faves on that one, dude.
Like your go-to, like, oh, you know what? I'm fucking high. I want to watch this, or I haven't watched this in a long time.
Like, well, you know, like, see, that's the thing. Is like, if it's like a weed movie, I would pick like maybe Dazed and Confused.
Good one.
But like, if I'm like super high, like, I'm not gonna pick that shit. I'll pick like Lord of the Rings or some shit, you know.
Like,
and that's kind of a hard question too, Lo, because like, and you would understand this as well as anyone, is like, isn't everything better to watch when you're high? Is there anything that's not better to watch when you're stoned? What's your favorite stoner movie? Cheech and Chong Up in Smoke. Yeah, she likes Cheech and Chong Up in Smoke. I'll tell everybody Brandy's weed smoking story. So she was over at my apartment and I was trying to get her to do it, and she agreed to do it finally because she was curious, and it burned her chest. Like, you know,
I think I coughed for probably an hour straight. I thought I was gonna die.
You know what's funny about it is she hated it because it hurt her lungs, but then like once she stopped coughing, she was on the couch with the biggest shit-eating grin on her face I've ever seen in my life.
You know, used in moderation, it is the best drug.
I wouldn't call it a drug.
It's literally medicine.
It's a gift from God, dude.
I agree. 100%.
Do you want me to go with you?
Yeah, we can call Ben right now and we'll call you later.
Or you can just finish your questions real quick. How many more do you have?
Two more. What's your favorite strain of marijuana?
Indica of any kind.
Indica of any kind at all?
Yep. My favorite one was Afghan, but you can't find it. Or Afghani, but you can't find it. You can find Afghan Kush now, but you can't find Afghani. That was my favorite.
And then my last one, if you had a choice to either fuck a pound of weed or eat a pound of weed in one sitting, what would you rather do?
Eat a pound of weed? What am I going to get out of fucking weed?
Well, I mean, if you eat a pound of weed, you're going to be sick and fucked up for weeks, dude. Wouldn't you just rather fuck it and get it over with?
Well, do I have to ejaculate?
I'd say so. Like, fuck it or eat it is not like eat it and spit it out. So, yeah, you got to fucking and dump one, dude.
Yeah, but what if it doesn't make me come? Then do I have to eat it?
Mashed potato.
What's wrong? It's female.
You're the dumbest person I've ever met in my entire life. You have smoked yourself literally retarded.
Retarded. You can't say that word. It's R word.
It's the R word.
You can't say that anymore.
I can't believe it. Gotcha journalism.
All right. You have literally smoked yourself down.
Down to what? Being retarded? You're so fucking wrong, dude.
No, you just have Down syndrome. It's a legit thing.
You've become a downy. You want to hear Caden's first story about when he smoked weed the first time?
Who, me?
Caden.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about the first time you smoked weed.
Yeah, do it, dude. My mom's going to hear my first time.
I want to hear it.
So is your mom. Your mom's going to hear my first time.
I smoked.
You're
weed.
On a podcast right now.
You have a sexy voice, by the way, Caden.
I don't remember, because the first like 10 times it was edibles. The first time I smoked, like out of a pen, it was 4th of July, and we were riding around on longboards, and we went to the top of the street, like at the cul-de-sac, and we smoked. And Carson, it was me, Carson, and Abby. We all hit the pen, and then there was like someone behind us, So then we like took off. I swear I was going like 3,000 miles an hour down that fucking hill.
Do you know how fast you were going? 400.
I thought.
And then we went to Parsons' house and we put on Nut Job, the fucking movie, and we didn't say a word to each other. We just passed snacks back and forth.
So is Nut Job your favorite stoner movie?
No, Surf's Up.
Surf's Up.
Hell yeah.
Surf's Up. Is that the cartoon?
Yeah.
So let me ask you another question. When was the first time you smoked flower?
First time I smoked flower, we were at this chick's house and we had bongs on the table. I've never done it before. And so my friend Keegan, he's like, just take a hit. I was like, okay. But like he lit it and he just like kept telling me to go. So I like cleared like half the bowl. Yeah, that was rough.
Did you hold it or did you cough back in and cough water all over everywhere?
Oh, I held it.
Good job, dude.
Good job.
Because if you cough water everywhere, I was going to just go down this relentless parade.
Oh, I did. I fucked it up.
See, first time I got high was my stepbrother in California. And all he did was like preach to me. He was like, you don't ever fake like you're high. You never pretend you're high. When you take a hit, you hold in that hit. You take the biggest hit you can, you hold it in. Like, because he was like, I was like second grade and he was like sixth grade. So like.
You were in second grade?
Yeah, man.
You were 8 years old.
Yes, sir. We were on our way.
No wonder you smoke 14 blunts a day, dude. You fuck. Yeah.
I've been smoking my whole life, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we were on our way to a carnival and they spent their money for the carnival on weed. And then to make sure that I wouldn't tell on them, they made me smoke weed with them. And I liked it. I took right to it. Like, we had a weed hitting contest so you could take the biggest hit, and I out hit everybody my first day. So I was pretty happy, you know.
Is there any more questions?
No, that's it. We love you. Love you all. Have a good trip to your store. Okay, you sound as wapo as ever. That's all I want to say. All
right, I love you guys.
Love you too.
Check you later.
Check you later, man. Jeez. Why are you so dumb, man?
You sound like a